Yes, Graham Pascoe's Morning Music today. I'm going to play recordings by people you'll remember, perhaps some you may not remember. I'm sure you'll remember Joe Stafford and Rosemary Clooney, Tony Bennett, Graham Bell's band, a great Australian jazz band of years ago, Sarah Vaughan, Tommy Lee Yannetti, American singer who had a TV show in Australia many years ago, and I'll be including an Elvis Presley recording. But I'll begin with a couple of songs that on our hit parades in the 1940s.
The stars in the sky, the moon on high, they're great for you and me because they're free. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine. Love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
And I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Told me once, dear, that you really loved me, and no one else could come between. But now you've left me, and you love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine. My only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
The Best Things in Life for Free was a hit for the Ink Spots in 1948. The song was written back in 1927 by Buddy De Silva and Lou Brown and Ray Henderson for a show called Good News. I played a recording by Joe Stafford with Paul Weston's orchestra. That was followed by You Are My Sunshine. Charles Mitchell and Jimmy Davis wrote that one. Bing Crosby recorded it with Victor Young's orchestra, a hit in 1941. I played that one because Jimmy Davis was born this day in 1899. Bing singing a song with a distinct country flavour. If you like country music, incidentally, then there are a couple of opportunities to hear it on the weekends in on 2MCFM. For example, on Saturday at 2 p.m, you can tune into Rick's Country Mix. On Sunday at 2 p.m, you can hear the Country Music Club introduced by Chris Tobin.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Oh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday you'll come and you'll dry all my tears and whisper sweet little things in my a hugging and a kissing. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? Thank you.
Someday you'll come and you'll dry all my tears and whisper sweet little things in my ears. A huggin' and a kissin'. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be?
Love a man, oh, where can you be? Well, like You Are My Sunshine, Jimmy Davis had a hand in that one. He collaborated with Roger Ramirez and James Sherman to write Love a Man, Oh Where Can You Be? Rosemary Clooney recorded it in 1978, and the guitar player, I wondered whether it was Johnny Smith, but apparently was Cal Collins. Today's the anniversary of songwriter Alan Bergman, born this day in 1925. He collaborated in the writing of the next two songs you'll hear.
May not see forever. forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows,
with any luck, then I suppose the music
That was The Windmills of Your Mind, written by the husband and wife partnership, Alan and Marilyn Bergman, and also Michel Legrand, or Legrand. It won the Oscar in 1968 for the Best Film Song of the Year, the film being The Thomas Crown Affair. It was played by the Romantic Strings Orchestra. It was preceded by another song written by that trio, Alan Bergman, Marilyn Bergman, and Michel Legrand, for the film Best Friends in 1982. How do you keep the music playing? And the question was answered by George Michael singing with Tony Bennett. And I promised at the start of the program to play a recording by Graham Bell's band. Here it comes, and I wonder if you'll remember the tune. Graham Bell's band, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. Yes, I'm sure you remembered that one. During the golden years of Hollywood, particularly in the 1930s and 40s, one of the big entertainment venues, nightclubs in Hollywood, was the Coconut Grove Ballroom at the Ambassador's Hotel. And for many years, Gus Arnheim led the band there. In fact, when Bing Crosby was becoming a successful crooner, he sang with Gus Arnheim's band, as did Russ Colombo. In fact, Russ Colombo also played the violin in the band. Today's the anniversary of the birth of Gus Arnheim, and he had a hand in writing the next two songs that you'll hear.
Love's elastic. Please stretch a point, dear, for me. You may resist me for a little while, dear. I'm gonna get you, wait and see. I'm gonna get you. Wait till you see what I'm going to do to you, babe.
I Cried for You was sung by Sarah Vaughan, and it was written by Arthur Freed, Abe Lyman and Gus Arnheim. And Gus Arnheim collaborated with Jules Lemaire and Harry Tobias to write I'm Gonna Get You. That was sung by Bing Crosby with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra. Harry Tobias, one of the songwriters there, and today's the anniversary of his birth as well as that of Gus Arnheim.
Because she's not that kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, and I sure won't care. Cause the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Oh, anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine. Because she's not that kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, and I sure won't care. Cause the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Oh, anytime that baby holds my hand and tells me that she's mine.
Oh, gee, I love that one. The Object of My Affection. It was sung by Pinky Tomlin with Jimmy Greer's orchestra, recording from 1934. Pinky Tomlin wrote the song, collaborating with Coy Poe and Jimmy Greer.
I'm not one of the greedy. Until I find what would make your eyes glisten with joy. Now listen, big boy. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you, love. I wanna be kissed by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you, alone. lovey, lovey. I wanna be loved for you, just you. Nobody else but you. I wanna be loved for you, love. I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you.
Are you lonesome? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I Wanna Be Loved By You dates from 1925, written by Herbert Stothart, Harry Ruby and Bert Kalmar, in a show called Good Boy. It was introduced and sung, as you heard in the recording today, by Helen Kane. Today was the anniversary of her, of the birth of Herbert Stothart, one of the songwriters, in 1885. And then you heard Elvis Presley, song with an interesting history. Are You Lonesome Tonight was written by Lou Hanman and Roy Turk in 1926, Al Jolson had a hit with it in 1950 after the Jolson story was released, the movie. And then the recording that you heard by Elvis, it was a number one hit in Australia in 1960. Recently I heard a recording of Are You Lonesome Tonight that was a little bit different from certainly the recording by Elvis and Al Jolson. Both of their recordings had that monologue rather than just singing. And the recording that I heard, and I can't remember where, and I can't recall who it was, didn't include that. It was just sung throughout.
Of thee I sing, baby, summer, autumn, winter, even spring, baby. You're my silver lining, you're my sky of blue, and there's a love light shining just because of you. Of thee I sing, baby. You have got that certain little thing, baby, shining star and inspiration, worthy of a mighty nation. Of thee I sing. Of the way your kisses lift me out of my chair, of the way your arms embrace me out of thin air, of the way your eyes convince me there has been nobody since me, and you'd never want to rinse me out of your hair. Don't know who couldn't spot it, that baby, you have got it all over anyone, anytime, anywhere. Certain little thing, baby, shining star and inspiration, worthy of a mighty nation.
Of thee I sing, the title song of a 1931 New York show, for which the score was written by the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira. It was sung by an American singer who, like quite a few American performers in years gone by, came to Australia and had a TV show for some length of time here, and I'm referring in this case to Tommy Leonetti. It's about, almost 13 minutes to 10. You're listening to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe on your community radio station, 2MCE FM. We broadcast on 2MCE FM, of course, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and we stream on 2MCE.org. That was the Hawaiian wedding song. It was written in 1925 by Charles King, and the recording you heard was by Al Caiola and his orchestra and chorus, a recording from 1962. Julie Rogers also had a successful attempt at recording that in 1965, Hawaiian wedding song. Now, I know you've heard of Fred Astaire, but did you know that Fred Astaire commenced his professional career with his sister Adele? Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Adele Astaire, and here are Fred and Astaire singing Fascinating Rhythm. Fred and Adele Astaire sang Fascinating Rhythm. Well, yesterday was the anniversary of an artist who had lots of hits in the late 1960s. And if we were watching Kath and Kim on television and they told us about him, I don't know whether they did, but they would have said it was Jose Feliciano, but we knew him as Jose Feliciano.
Softly, I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. I will leave you softly, long before you miss me. Long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour, oh, one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears. softly long before you miss me, long before your arms can bid me stay for one more hour. Oh, one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall. I leave you there, as I leave you there, as I leave you there.
Jose Feliciano, Softly As I Leave You. Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. That was Frank Coughlin's Trocadero Ballroom Orchestra, recorded in Sydney in 1937. The vocalist was Barbara James, and the song was written by Duke Ellington with lyrics by Irving Mills.